Our next speaker is from Boundless, Alexander Bry. He's coming from Ukraine, and he's going to talk about... Yes, what are you really talking about?
It's about processing, framework.
Processing, but I've been a little bit in doubt because the speaker after you is also talking about processing, and,
yes,
and you are not quite agree what you are talking about, I think.
It's because I'm talking about general overview, and Victor is going to talk about some advanced things.
Ah, okay. So, Alexander Bry, who is talking about processing?
Good. So, I want to talk about processing framework, which is now main core feature of QGIS. It's main processing tool and provides user with access to different analysis environments like SagaGIS, Orpheo toolbox, GrassGIS. It's main analysis feature of the QGIS. It was developed for a long time. Initially, it was started as Sextanta project in 2004 by Victor Olaya. It was Java-based framework for GVC desktop project, and later it was developed and adopted by other Java GIS software like Cosmo, UDIH, and some other stuff. In 2012, it was adopted by QGIS project, and during migration, it was rewritten into Python, and not only rewritten, but some changes in processing internals were made, and in 2002 it became Core plugin, and in 2013 it was renamed from Sextant to Processing Framework. Main principles of processing development are efficiency. That means that instead of implementing every and each algorithm internally, processing provides you with mechanism of calling third-party applications. So you call just binary and pass command line arguments to it and returns its result. Modularity means that all common operations, for example, dealing with temporary files, adding attributes, accessing raster data is moved to helper functions, helper classes, which are used by any other processing part. Flexibility means that every and each algorithm you can have in processing can be executed from any part, from toolbox, from graphical modeler, access it from command line tool. So you develop algorithm only once and use it everywhere. And last one is automatic user interface generation. It means that you, as developer, just concentrate on developing algorithm itself. You shouldn't care about UI. Processing will create user interface automatically based on algorithm description. Internally, processing consists with from many packages. You can see it's core tools. Core and tools packages is a public processing API. They contain base classes for algorithms from inputs, outputs, and also helper functions. Packages GUI and modeler, it's formed as processing user interface. It's algorithm dialogs, toolbox, graphical modeler, and so on. Scripts and pre-configured packages, it's for internal providers, scripts and pre-configured algorithms. And also large package ALGs contains sub-packages. Each of them represents different analysis environments. It's providers in processing terminology, it's QGIS, GRASS7, LIDAR, TAUDEM, and many others. When processing plugin starts, it initializes base class processing, which in turn starts processing config and processing log classes. They used for dealing with settings and logging all activity. and also processing loads algorithm providers that represent our analysis tools. Each algorithm provider contains many geo-algorithms, and each geo-algorithm contains its description in the form of inputs and outputs, parameters, outputs. And each parameter and output is a separate class. Every algorithm can be executed from different user interfaces. It's from toolbox as a standalone algorithm or as batch algorithm when you process many different data sets at once. And there is other user interface parts. It's configuration, history dialog, results dialog, modeler, and so on. Of course, processing isn't a perfect system. We try to develop it, fix bugs, but still there is some problems and limitations. Some of them come from just processing idea, because each algorithm should work in different situations. For example, if you run it from toolbox or if you run it from modeler. So because we have fixed inputs and outputs, that means there is no optional inputs, no optional outputs. You should always specify all inputs and all outputs. It's necessary because when algorithm used in modeler, we need to provide all inputs. So as algorithms we have later in chain can access them. Non-interactive execution means that every algorithm should be executed without any user actions, like a black box. So you have some inputs, pass them to algorithm, you do nothing and get a result. This is also necessary to execute algorithms in modeler and in batch interface. So if you have large data set, you just start execution and wait for results. Another problem is formats conversion, because different frameworks analysis support different data formats. We need to convert inputs to something common, which can be read by Orfeo toolbox, by Saga, by GrassGIS, and other tools. And there is a big problem if you have large data set, it exports to the some common format, it's a slow and long running operation. And another problem with this is you have, for example, two algorithms, Saga and against Saga. After processing of first algorithm, you convert from Saga format to common format, and then again from common format to Saga format to pass it to another algorithm. Next problem is blocking UE to QGIS, because processing algorithm executed in the same thread as mine QGIS interface. When you start processing algorithm, you can't work with QGIS. It's not really a good situation when you process large data sets. Another missed parameters and outputs. We have a lot of parameters and a lot of types of outputs, but some of them not available, for example, in graphical modeler or in command line tools. And of course, processing UI is still somehow not user-friendly. Dialogues are very large, and some controls are not really user-intuitive. So we have many plans to extend and improve processing. The main our goal is to add multi-threading execution, so even algorithms can be executed at simultaneously. We're waiting to accepting Niall's work on task manager, and when this task manager was in QGIS, will be in QGIS, we will port processing to use multi-threading support. Modeler improvements, it's mainly for users who likes beautifully arranged blocks in modeler. It's like guides, rules, copy-paste, and something else. Next possible improvement is import-export optimization to speed up processing, analysis, and also switching to Python 3, cleaning code, extending code coverage, test coverage, and many, many other features. Of course, processing framework, it is very easy to extend. There are a number of options. First is just add algorithm to QGIS core. It's possible only for developers. So there is other possible ways. You can develop your script or your model and put it to the QGIS processing repo so other users can just download them and use. Another possible way is develop provider plugin. It's especially useful if you want to add some third-party application to the processing framework, for example, something for landscape analysis, it's something else. And last one, it's scripts plugin. It was implemented yesterday. It's even more simple than processing provider plugin. You just write scripts, wrap them in the plugin package, and ready to go. It's really, really simple. You have a folder with your plugin, MyScript plugin. And in this folder, you have only two files. It's metadata.txt and plugin.py. And also, you have folder called scripts with your processing scripts. That's all. Metadata.txt, it's usual file, text format, as other plugins have. You have some name, description, category, and other information about plugin after. Then plugin.py, it's really, really simple. You just import processing from processing core, import processing, and define paths, script, to directory with your scripts. And then load your plugin and load processing scripts, processing head scripts from your folder with scripts. And so very simple script, just to demonstrate how it works. The first line is define inputs and outputs. In our case, we have only one input, it's text string. And script itself just prints this text. When you add this script to processing, you will have another tool in toolbox and can execute it as standalone script or use it from modeler or run it as pre-configured algorithm. So in any other. Thank you for your attention.